This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. With access to the internet and TV, students and teenagers in Northeast Louisiana are receiving a lot of misinformation about sexual health. It's a subject that needs to be taken very seriously during a time your child is experiencing changes to their body. Marion Sanderson, a registered nurse and sexual health instructor at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, talks about the importance of properly informing teenagers about sexual health in today's society on this week's Time to Talk.
Marion, first, let's talk a little bit about some of the problems you're seeing related to sexual health with students and teenagers right here in Northeast Louisiana.
Some of the problems that we see are the misinformation. They're getting information from different sources online and TV and magazines, and they have a lot of misinformation about what's, you know, important for their sexual health. But they have other problems, too, that they're involved in, like sexting and online predators and healthy relationships, what's healthy and what's not healthy, you know, and what's age appropriate.
The Children's Coalition is offering a Puberty 101 class that's going on this week, and it's something you hope to offer again in the future. Let's talk about some of the things that you cover inside that class. You mentioned communication, and especially when we're talking about teenagers, it's a lot of texting, it's a lot of digital communication, and how that works in terms of sexual health and sexual relationships.
There's so many topics to cover in this class. It's not just about puberty. It's about anatomy, physiology, which is, you know, offered in a lot of the schools, and biology. The kids in middle school get a lot of these topics in their biology and science classes. But we also talk about consent and healthy relationships and how to communicate with children their age, their peers. We also talk about sexual harassment and sexual assault. It's a really good class and it covers a lot of topics. And we also talk about STDs, STIs, and what is medically accurate for their age group going through puberty and adolescence. And that's the main thing, is just making sure they get the right information. And even if they're not getting it from their parents, if they get it from a good source, a good accurate source.
So you're talking 12 to 14 year olds. What are some things that you cover in this class that you might not cover in an older teen class or even a younger class?
When you talk to older teens, they already know a lot about their bodies, already they've already gone through puberty. We cover mainly the changes in their bodies that they're going through, because, you know, puberty is like an emotional roller coaster for a lot of kids. It's a physical roller coaster. It's social. They go through so many changes, and a lot of kids don't know how to handle it, and they go through puberty a lot earlier now. So we kind of start with the basics of puberty, of the changes in their bodies.
What's the hoped impact for holding a class like this?
The whole impact that we hope to achieve through the Children's Coalition is mainly get the information out in our community, the medically accurate information, and hopefully to improve the adolescent health of children in our area. You know, also to let the parents be aware and get the information to the parents, too, so they can also talk to the kids, because the information also needs to come from the parents and relatives and the schools and outside sources like the Children's Coalition.
So the class is going on this week, but it's something that Children's Coalition hopes to offer on a regular basis. How would you find out more information?
Oh, you could definitely call the Children's Coalition at 323-8775.
Marion Sanderson is a registered nurse and sexual health instructor at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. Marion, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life Magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.